Welcome to the podcast. My name is Jamie Knight, and I'm a realtor from Cajun Country, Lafayette, Louisiana. The goal of this podcast is to add massive value by bringing insider access to our area's top agents and to agents around the South. My hope is that you take a few things from their experiences to grow your own business. Y'all, I'm so excited to welcome Christina Smallhorn, the YouTube Empress. To the podcast.
All hail Christina
Smallhorn, y'all. She's so awesome, and I'm so excited. And actually, what's funny is Christina and I are probably less than 45 minutes from each other. She's out in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and I'm here in Lafayette, Louisiana, and she's doing some huge stuff on YouTube. So I'm so excited to get to hear some of her stuff. So Christina, start from the beginning. Tell us how you got into the real estate business so we can get your background a little bit, because we want people to feel like you were at some point were like us, growing your real estate business before you became the YouTube superstar that you are. So give us a little bit of the backstory, and then we're going to get into YouTube.
I used to be a hairdresser. You didn't know that. Nobody knows that probably. But yeah, back all the way to 2007, I was a hairdresser from the time I was 19 until 2007. So anyways, I decided that I was going to move. My husband and I were moving to Louisiana, and I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. You know, I was like, whatever. Right. We were moving here, and I was working with this real estate agent who was a complete jack, you know what.
That's and right. Curse if you want to.
No, I didn't know. I didn't know. Yeah, well, he was an asshole. So I decided that I was like, you know, I wanted to know, like, how can this guy have business? So I had somebody else, like, look up his numbers, and he was, like, doing serious business. And I'm like, if he could treat people like that, you know, like my husband, like, there has to be a better way. There's got to be a better way. I want to do this. So I spent the next year finding out everything I could about being a real estate agent. Then I went to real estate school at night. I got my license in the worst real estate market in history, which was 2008.
Yeah. Great which time was to get fine. In the market, the financial crisis. Yeah.
So my whole thing was that, like, I'm going to make this happen. I have to make this work because I got to feed my kids, right? So I had no choice. While everybody else was like, had their head down, and they're like, oh, this is so awful. You know, after Katrina, we were selling so many houses, and they were like, they were just kind of like poo-pooing on everything. I'm like, I started looking online. This was, you know, online wasn't that big of a deal here in Louisiana, but I started looking online and started listening to agents in California and Florida and all these other agents. Like, what are they doing to get business? Like, what are they doing? They were talking about these short sales, which hadn't hit Louisiana yet. And I'm like, I'm going to be a short sales specialist. Gotcha. So I started getting into doing short sales immediately. Short sales and foreclosures. I couldn't become the foreclosure broker in the area. You know, I couldn't do that because I already had three in the area, but I could be a short sale expert. So I started doing that, and that's how I made my money. And then I started getting into investors, started selling a lot of really ugly, crappy houses for a long time. But I mean, it made my business. Then, like, regular real estate started creeping in. I was just helping the ordinary buyers and sellers. There wasn't that many short sales anymore, which I was relieved to do because it was very, very taxing.
Yeah.
But, I ended up having the worst clients in the world. I mean, honestly, the worst people you could ever deal with. And honestly, I knew that fate was a thing, because if the world could bring together the worst woman and the worst man together, and they were married, they were a family mint in hell, you know, honestly. Yeah. Thank God they never had kids. But anyways, they had me running around Baton Rouge, filming houses for them, and then uploading it to YouTube. Gotcha. And I was like, oh, this is pretty interesting. So I had a YouTube channel that I would go around and film houses, a lot of new construction, just for people that were moving to the area. Then I got the idea because Facebook was really popular, and I didn't know really much about YouTube. I just knew it was a place that I could upload a long video, send it to my aunt, you know, they'll send her a link and then call it a day. I wasn't expecting anything, nobody to watch that. I never. Then I heard Gary Vee. You know who Gary Vee is?
Yeah.
After I dealt with those terrible people, I was really in a huge depression. I had made the most money I'd ever made in real estate, but I'm like, I don't know if I want to do that again, if I ever have to work with people like that again. Like, granted, they bought a huge house, you know, a humongous house, but the emotional strain was overwhelming. I was like, I never want to work with those people again. So I was super depressed, laying in bed, and I just so happened to be going through YouTube, and I got a Gary Vee video. And he was saying that at that time, nobody was really marketing themselves correctly as real estate agents on YouTube. He's like, the most untapped market for real estate agents is YouTube. None of them are using it, right? And then he was explaining how people should be using YouTube. And I went, okay. You know, like, yeah, I got nothing to lose, you know? So I started uploading to YouTube. That was in 2017. Yes, 2017. But I also was getting a lot of success on Facebook. I had a couple videos go viral because I used to do these like crazy listing videos where I would do like The Price is Right and I would go through the house and stuff in a Vanna White wig and a dress. I used to like one where I was a little kid that kept picking their nose and eating it, you know, through the house and wiping the boogers on the, but it was basically showing the listing, but adding comedy to it, you know. I ended up in a few blogs and the lighter side of real estate a couple times. So, I mean, at that time, I was viral, you know, so people started to know who I was. But then Facebook became a pay to play. Yeah. And I was like, I'm not paying people to watch my stupid listing videos of me in a wig. That's so incredibly stupid. So then I went back to YouTube and I went, okay, what did Gary say? You know? And so I started doing what he had promoted to do, which was basically be the digital mayor for your area. By the way, that's a terrible plan. Awful, awful, awful. Do not do that. I might work on other social media platforms, but not YouTube. So I was the digital mayor for my area, my little small town. And I did that for a few years. And I had some limited success, but I wanted more. I wanted more. Like, I'm like this kid in the basement who's got food all over his shirt and he's cussing up a storm, can play video games and makes $1 million a year with his crappy videos. Why can't I do it with my videos? Like, there's got to be more to this. That's when I decided that I would like want to learn more. And I entered in a contest. There was a contest for free tickets and a 1 hour session with Daryl Eaves. And if you don't know who Daryl Eaves, he's like the godfather of YouTube education. Everybody that's an educator on YouTube was trained by Daryl Eaves first. He produces the show The Chosen.
And just finished the book as well. I just finished the, what is it called?
YouTube Formula.
The YouTube Formula. Yeah. Which you actually were mentioned in the book several times.
I read that book.
I was like, yeah, Christina's in that book.
Yes, awesome. I am in the book. But he's a genius. He truly is. Anyways, the whole idea was you had to come up with a video, short, almost advertisement for VidSummit. And the winner of that video creation contest would get that 1 hour session. And all these people were bringing in these videos that were like super emotional, you know, dreamy, cinematic, trying to pull on your heartstrings. And me being me, because I'm a moron and I'm goofy, and I watched a lot of TV as a kid, I did an infomercial. I created a full on infomercial for VidSummit. My video won. And so I got the 1 hour consultation. And I took every bit of advice from this guy because I'm like, I really honestly thought that every YouTube guru was a fake and a phony and they just wanted your money because I had already paid one person and they gave me really crappy advice. Gotcha. So I was going to take that 1 hour. I asked him if I could keep the recording, which he gave me. I downloaded it and I listened to every single word and did every step he told me to do. And then the video goes out to the universe. And I couldn't wait to go up to this guy and tell him he was full of crap, right? Because when the video comes out and it gets terrible views at the first few days, it gets, I mean, it was awful. So I knew in less than a month I was going to run into Daryl Eaves. I walk into the hotel. He's sitting there at the bar eating a salad, right? He was sitting there eating a salad. And I'm like, I don't want to bother him when he's eating, but I'm going to pull this up. I'm going to show him that, you know, his advice was full of crap. And I pull it open and my video was like, at that time it had 3,000 views, which at that time for me to get 3,000 views was huge.
Right.
And I was like, oh, wow. And the funniest part was I'm like going to wait for him to finish. So it had 3,000 views. And when I refreshed it again, it had 3,500. And so then I'm sitting there going, and he's like, how's things going? I'm like, they're going really well, right? And I'm like, that video didn't do so good when it first came out, but it's doing better now. He's like, how many days has it been? And I'm like, 21? He said, remember I told you it would take you about 21 days for this video to get momentum. And I went, I didn't remember that. So then I went back and listened to it. And sure enough, he was right. So when after VidSummit, I took a screenshot, put it on Twitter and say, hey, Mr. Eves, thank you so much for your help. That 1 hour consultation was perfect. I just wanted to show you the results. And I screenshotted the results. And he gave me a call. He called me on the phone and he's like, hey, I'm starting this new group called Channel Jumpstart. I would love for you to be a beta tester since you know how to listen and you'll do take action. Would you like to be a part of it? And I was like, yeah, yeah, I would. Because at that point, I mean, it was just a few small things. And at that point, I would have done anything he told me to do, honestly, because it worked. You know, it wasn't a bunch of fluffy advice of, you know, just fix your thumbnails. Just, you know, get better titles. It was actionable advice. Then I went through Channel Jumpstart and then my channel went to the moon, you know. Yeah. At the end of 2019, I had started with Daryl Eves. At the end of 2019, I had 10,000 subscribers. So I had gone from 3,000 subscribers to 10,000 subscribers from October to January 1, which was huge. And then I went to, like, I think it was like 2021, I had 100,000 subscribers.
Nice.
I know. And that's like, that's mind blowing to me.
That's the dream number, right? Everybody says the 100,000. Right?
I got that. It was so weird though, because once you get to that point, because I was like, oh, I just need, if I just had 100,000 subscribers, I've made it, right? Yeah. I get that in the mail and I'm like, nothing changes. You still have to work just as hard. Like, I thought, you know, it would get easier after you got 100,000. Absolutely not. It gets even harder. Yeah, it gets even harder.
And what are you up to now?
Just over 300,000. I think, let me look. I think it's like 314, maybe. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So
I could have done better, but I kind of took a break from YouTube. Yeah, 314,000.
There you go. Awesome. And we're going to put some of that. I wonder, do you think you could find that video of you doing the infomercial? You have that somewhere? Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to put that in the details of the podcast, because I want you guys to go like check out some of what Christina's doing.
Oh, that was an old video, and yeah, I'm wearing a wig.
Yeah, that's okay. Hey, no, we want to see it. We want to see the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah, no,
Smallhorn's journey.
To this day, I'm still proud of that. There's a lot of videos I watch and I cringe, but that particular video was funny. I scripted the whole thing. I had a friend in England do the voiceover part because I wanted him to do the, you know, welcome to blah, 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 blah. You know, I just thought that made it more interesting because he had an accent and stuff. And then the only thing I say in the whole entire video, the whole thing is click it and buy a ticket. That's it. I just took the formula of an infomercial and then turned it into a VidSummit commercial. That's it.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. I love it. And it worked, right? So
yeah.
So let's talk about what's working. So realtors who are looking to get into the YouTube space, right? Like, mm-hmm. let's talk about maybe like what's working right now for realtors. What would you think would be a good strategy? Like, let's just say I am interested in getting into YouTube. I'm a realtor who wants to generate opportunities for myself in my local market. What would you say would be a great place, like just with your YouTube experience, where are there opportunities right now for realtors? And what would you do if you had to go back and start over again?
First, I would say this. Now, there's going to be people in your audience that think like this. They're going to say, there's too many agents already doing YouTube content. I've waited too long to start YouTube. It's too late. I'm not going to do YouTube because there's already a guy that's dominating the market. Right. And I would tell you that's literally horse pucky. You know, that is not true. YouTube ocean is huge. You have a huge opportunity to create an audience on YouTube. You don't have to do everything that everybody else is doing in your market. And most of the time I tell you not to. There was a system that people kept doing all the time, which was the pros and cons, moving to blah, blah, blah. You don't have to do those videos. Matter of fact, I'd encourage you not to stand out from the crowd. But I would say this. First, you need to identify what it is you love to do in real estate. Because if you start talking about a bunch of crap that you, first of all, don't love, it's going to come across in the camera. So you need to identify what it is that you love to do in real estate, whether that's selling land, whether that's lakefront properties, whether that's golf course communities, over 55 communities, if it's off-grid living, if it's homesteading. There's so many different aspects of real estate that you can talk about that one thing, and you can make that into an entire channel. Now, some people are going to say to you, you're going to say to yourself, well, I'm condensing myself down too much, and no one's going to reach out to me unless it's homestead. Bull crap. That is not true. I mean, I talk about tiny homes and mobile homes. Do you think people don't reach out to me because I don't know anything about selling houses? No. They know that that's my field of expertise. They like my personality. They know that I have a lot of interest in that. But I still have sell. That's silly. You just need to focus in. So now that you've identified your superpower, who is it that you want to speak to? And I'm going to, you know this because you've been to one of my conference talks, but I only make content for one specific person, and I've named him Frank. I know his political affiliation. I know what he likes his hobbies are. I know that he's interested in tools. I know he's kind of grumpy. I know he has bad money management skills. He's lost money in 08 and he hasn't forgiven himself for that. He'd like to buy a house, but he doesn't have enough money for that. But so he's looking for alternative ways to find an affordable place to live. He's not too snobby that he won't look at ADUs and tiny homes and mobile homes, even modular housing. I have people all over the spectrum, all over the country, but they're all interested in one thing, which is where's the most affordable place and affordable type of home I can purchase. But I'm only speaking to one person, and that's Frank. I even know what he finds funny, right? So I use that kind of funny stuff in my, because I'm looking at what he's doing all the time, you know?
Yeah. And you even know what makes him tick, right? Or what like pisses him off.
What will trigger him. Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, I do it sometimes.
So you mentioned that at REVB. So tell us a little bit about that. Cause that was the part that I was like, I even was telling my wife about this story when I left on the way back home. She was like, what are you even talking about? I was like, I guess you have to be there. But so you were like telling us about like people actually show up at your house. Like,
A situation where during the pandemic, for some reason, somebody got annoyed with me. They felt like it was a good time to start harassing me, and it just got out of hand. And so we took care of it. We took care of it. But you know, that is the downside of anything you do on the internet. People will find you, especially if you bought your own house in your own name. They'll find it's public record. So your address is public record. Anybody can find anything out they want about you these days. You just have to be careful. If anything weird starts happening, I'd strongly suggest get a good security system. You can always carry, and you can always have some security cameras around your house, which I do.
Which is so crazy that happened to you. But that's how amazing you are at identifying your perfect avatar of who's actually listening to your channel. And that was the part that I had taken away from REVB. I was like, Christina has got it so down that she knows exactly what people who are watching her channel, how they act, but even such to the fact that you have to even be careful about what you say, because you know that that is really, really pushing it too far. You probably know how far you can kind of push this guy, which is crazy.
Well, I've intentionally tried to tick them off recently, so because I'm trying to shift my audience younger, because they're in more need of a different way of looking at real estate than an older gentleman would be. So my channel has taken a hit because of that, which is fine, because I was willing to flush it all down the toilet just to help as many kids as I could. So I took a risk, and I'm shifting my content strategy for a much younger audience.
Gotcha. How is that working out for you? Because I know we've been maybe a couple months outside of REVB now, and that's what you were talking about then. But how is that working out for you now, kind of shifting to a different demographic? And are you seeing that in the analytics or not yet?
Yeah, no, it's definitely shifting. But I had to take a huge hit to my channel for that to happen. You know, I was like, my lowest performing videos before that shift were like 30, 40,000. Gotcha. And then I was getting... Now I get videos that are only 8,000.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it takes, you have to kind of like separate yourself from like, oh my gosh, you know, my channel's taking a hit, to, because I, my superpower is helping people that are looking for the most affordable house. I was willing to make that shift in order to help the people I really wanted to help. I want to help a whole new avatar, because the avatar I was helping is an angry, bitter old man, and I'm tired of him.
Yeah.
You know, I can't do it anymore. I just finally had a video that finally has hit all the right buttons for that avatar. That happened actually this Tuesday.
Cool.
So, yeah. Yeah. So
that's so awesome. Yeah. And I encourage everybody to go check out Christina's channel. She's doing such great stuff. It's so fun and interesting to watch. And she's got the best insight on everything YouTube. But let's talk about YouTube thumbnails and titles. And what do you think, if somebody's creating a YouTube channel, what is the most important thing that they need to be concerned with when it comes to getting views on their videos?
Well, packaging, believe it or not, is extremely important. Like, let's just look at it this way. When you go through the grocery store, you're attracted to those smut magazines for a reason, because the packaging has bright colors. It has very dynamic wording on it. You don't really care about the king, queen and the king and the, you know, all that other stuff, but it grabs your attention enough for you to grab the magazine and probably like leaf through it a little bit. So thumbnails and titles are just like you going into the bookstore. The title grabs your attention. The imagery grabs your attention for you to even pick up the book. So that's the same idea that you have to think of with YouTube and YouTube thumbnails and titles. Just for everybody to know, I don't film a video until I've done the title and the thumbnail first. Well, the whole reason is this, is that subconsciously when you do that, when you start creating that title, when you start filming that video, you end up using the words that you used in that title ahead of time, right? Another thing is that if I can't make a good title or thumbnail for the video that I'm thinking about, there's no reason for me to make the video, because the packaging won't be there.
Right.
I have to do it that way. I used to do it backwards, just like many people do. Like, oh, I got this video filmed. Oh, what should I name it? Yeah. Oh, let me get this thumbnail. Like, I spend a stupid amount of time on making that thumbnail and a stupid amount of time working on that title. And people will say, well, that's just a waste of time because, you know, I'd rather be selling houses. And I get what you're saying, but I don't have to make phone calls anymore. I don't have to knock on anybody's door anymore. I don't have to do mailers anymore. All that other marketing crap is out the window. And I've helped many students do this as well. Jackie Baker is a perfect example of that. If you guys want to check out her channel, Jen Sylvester is another one. Jen started a brand new channel. You know, I even get phone calls where I'm talking to people on the phone. They're like, I watch Jen Sylvester. Do you know her? I'm like, yeah, she's a student of mine.
Yeah.
All of this works. And it has to do with the fact that I would rather spend more time on a video than having time to beg people to work with me.
Yeah.
And so the whole idea with all my videos is to provide so much in value from the video itself, they feel compelled to reach out to me. And I've taught that strategy with many students, and it works. It really works. And you're not forcing them. You're not making them do anything. They just want to.
Yeah, I love that. And how are you having these people reach out to you? Like, I know you're creating this great content and you're creating this buzz, and people are like watching probably hours and hours of your content.
Uh-huh.
And when they actually take the step to reach out to you, how are they doing that? And where are they doing that on? Like on the description or on the video? So tell us about how they're reaching out.
There's a few ways you could do this. I just leave it in the description of my videos. And then on my channel banner, I have a QR code that goes to my website. And on my website is the simplest thing in the whole entire world. I will tell you, this is the key, right? We've all been bamboozled by web designers telling us, you know, you need to have these pop-ups and you need to have the AI chatbots and all this other crap. I have an old website that sits there and does all these cool things. I mean, so incredibly dumb. I ended up making a Wix site, and there's only two buttons on there. They're both pink. And either one says collaboration and the other one says work with me. That's it. And they fill out the form. Once I did that, the leads started rolling in. So simplify your website. Don't do a bunch of crap on there. I always tell people to have a really good squeeze landing page type thing to have people fill out. Don't ask a bunch of questions on that thing. Do it where it's just your the name, the address, the email, and the phone number, period, end. And then you can have a little checkbox, buying or selling. Yeah. That's it. Don't bog them down with a bunch of questions, because what happens is this, that people have the attention span of a 2-year-old on caffeine. So make it as easy for them as possible to fill out that form so you can get a hold of them, because you want to put them on your drip mail campaigns and you want to, you know, be able to get a hold of them on their phone number, that kind of thing. Just make it simplify.
Yeah. So you're not doing the whole Catlin lead link where they can book a call with you.
No, because even like we've tested this with our students, right? We have over 100 students that are active on our group. Some of them have done the Calendly thing, but the ones that are successful do it exactly the way I do it, which is just fill out the form. They simplified their website and they just fill out the form.
Yeah. So it takes them to an external website, then they can leave their information there.
Okay. Yep. And most of them, what they do is in their pinned comment, they'll ask a question like, if it was like buying houses, are you thinking about buying a house this year? Let me know in the comments right here, you know? And then they'll say, if you need to get a hold of me for your real estate questions, click here, you know? And so they'll have that as the pinned comment in all their videos.
Yeah.
So that way, you know, they get more leads that way.
Interesting. So what would you say, like a realtor, let's just say one of your students, like what kind of lead flow, like for somebody who's doing it well, what kind of lead flow would you expect to kind of get? Like how many opportunities would you say maybe one of your students, and maybe give an example of that, is getting?
So I know that like Jen Sylvester is like getting like, I think she said she's getting like 13 a day.
Wow. 13 reach outs a day from people?
Yes.
Wow. That's
and great. The thing is that it's kind of one of those things that's slow then fast. Right. Yeah. So you start these channels and everything's slow and you're like, I just wish somebody would call. I just wish somebody would call. And then all of a sudden the floodgates open. And then you're like, I have so much coming in. I don't know what to do. I don't have enough time. That's when Joe, my business partner, comes in, because he does all the AI computer stuff. And he has all the systems that help real estate agents start to control that lead flow. You know, he does all that. I just happen to do it all myself because I've always done it that way. I don't like doing all the extra stuff. Joe does all that.
That's interesting.
I don't know how Joe sets it all up. I just say, do it, make it happen. I don't know how to. Matter of fact, we're even doing an app right now. I'm like, I want an app that will help people create good titles, analyze thumbnails, show them how to do a really good hook in the video. So the hook is like the first 15 seconds of a video. You used to have 30 seconds to get people's attention. Now you have like really about 10 to 15 seconds. So I have created like, I've done this whole GPT of the best hooks, and all of my students have been using it right now, right? And they're all now starting to get really good audience retention. Yeah. So I'm like, you know what? And this is a first. Nobody even knows this. I'm like, Joe, I want to take all the things that I've done with my GPT and how I've trained it and everything else. And how can we take that off of ChatGPT and turn it into an app that anybody could use? They don't have to be a student. And he's like, you know what? I can make that happen. Like, I wouldn't know how to do that. That's why, yeah. You know, I have no clue. But he knows how to do that. So we are actually creating an app together that people can, it's going to be very inexpensive, like $9 a month, where they can actually like upload their thumbnails and then it will analyze it, tell them what they need to fix. Yeah. They can put their titles in there and we make it more juicy. A lot of people think they have to have like, they'll use SEO tools to make their thumbnails and make their titles, and they're honestly garbage. And if you're using AI alone to make the titles for your video, you are missing the boat completely. You're drowning, because what happens is if you're making an SEO title on ChatGPT, don't you think 40 other real estate agents are as well? And right. Really the best way to learn how to make the best titles is through YouTube. If you don't have a tool like Joe and I are going to be creating for everybody, we understand there's more to it than stuffing it with a bunch of SEO keywords to make a title blow up on YouTube. So,
I love that. So what kind of content are these realtors putting out that you're helping out? Are they doing home tours? Are they doing kind of like, what are you seeing as
across the board? So I got a few students that are doing home tour channels. we have a few students that are doing, I have one guy that's like all military stuff. I got another, she hasn't been in a while, but we have this lady that does lakefront property kind of things. We have a guy who does land, just talks about land and everything. We have people that do lots of local channels as well. We show them how to organize their content in a way better way than doing just pros and cons and moving to type videos.
Right.
That like, kind of thing.
Yeah. Like which ones would you say like potentially would be generating maybe the most opportunities of all of those ones that you just described?
I think any channel has an opportunity. I don't think there's one that's better than the other.
Gotcha.
Because like, okay, so Jen does just sellers, right? She works, her niche is sellers. And then Jackie Baker's is first-time homebuyers, millennials. There are opportunities in both of those markets, just as many as anybody else. So that's where people are misunderstanding, you know? Yeah. Like, there's opportunities in anything. I said it years ago, and it was like, it was kismet, because I've been saying, and I want somebody to do it, is make a channel about condos and condominium living, the whole thing just centered around condos. And that is an open opportunity for a channel. I must have been saying it for 4 years. Finally, somebody did it. They don't have a whole condo channel, but they finally made a video about condos. And the thing blew up. I don't know if you knew Paul Likens. He's not a student of mine, by the way. He did a video about condos, and it did okay. And then about a year later, he did another video about condos, and it went to the moon. I think it's got over 1 million views on it. I mean, it went to the moon. And that's the whole thing. Like, I know how he should shift his channel, but he's not a student of mine. And unless he's going to pay me, I'm not going to tell him. But he has an opportunity there that he could have a channel that is quite large, bigger than mine, if he just focuses in on condos.
get down to the condos, baby.
Yeah.
And if anybody's listening to this and they are in a market where they got a lot of condos, maybe you should call Christina and jump on her coaching program. Maybe she can level up your business to heights we've never seen before.
But I give free information all the time on Real Estate Video Mastermind. If you go on Facebook, there's a Real Estate Video Mastermind, YouTube Mastermind on Facebook. And I'm in there all the time. And it's free information. Get in there now, because we're going to be shifting it off Facebook. I don't know, but a ton of groups have been deactivated because the AI. I don't know if you've seen that.
Yeah.
I got kicked out.
That's a pretty cool little group. I'm actually in that as well, even though I'm such a YouTube newbie, right? But, I mean, it's really cool. Like, I was able to upload a couple thumbnails and just upload it. Everybody was like, get good feedback. And Christina was like, that's terrible. You know, delete it and, you know, start over from scratch. And I did. And, it, you know, you're right. So I love that that it's like live feedback like that. But yeah, we're going to definitely put some of the information about like the way that they can connect with you, like Real Estate Video Geeks. Talk about that maybe a little bit too. And we're going to put some of that way that they can get in touch with you in the video as well.
Okay. So Joe and I have a course. It's an 8-week course. It's the Real Estate Video Geeks. And it walks you through all the steps to start building your channel back up. Now, I know there's 1,000 different real estate YouTube courses. Everybody's trying to make a buck. That's not what Joe and I are about. We don't even take that many students in each time we open this up. We take very limited amount because we want to spend as much time with you as possible. And it isn't just 8 weeks of you watching videos. Every week we meet with the people that are in that group at that time, and we start answering your questions about the section that you just watched. So it's a hand-holding course. We want you to get the most out of it as possible. And then after you finish that 8 weeks, you may not be ready. So you can take that 8-week course again, and you don't have to pay again. You just go back through, and you can still show up to those live calls every week on Thursday. It's open to them. Now, some people will graduate to that point. You know, like they've gotten everything they can from the 8 weeks. They went through it a couple times, and now they need more because they've launched their channel and they need to understand more about YouTube. So we have a supplement to that, which is Advanced YouTube Geeks. And so that is a weekly call that we talk to the students. They also get weekly trainings that we upload every Monday if they decide to do that. And that's like $100 a month. And then if you're like the big, you've gotten big, you know, you're now over 30,000. We have an elite group that we meet weekly, and we have challenges for them that they need to meet in order to even make their channels even bigger. We show them how to make that viral video to really like blow your channel up.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that you've kind of graduated to being a YouTube super wizard. So that's so awesome.
I even tell people like Jen and Jackie have graduated my advice. Like at some point you're going to peek out at my advice and you're going to want more. And I always tell people when you're done with me, then go to Daryl Eves. The only reason that Daryl Eves education worked for me is because I had been in YouTube for a long time and I had been making videos for a long time. If I had done it as a brand new student, I would have been like, I have no idea. Yeah. Matter of fact, we have a lot of students that did take Daryl's first, and it was just so over their head because they hadn't been in the YouTube sphere long enough to understand what he was saying. So at some point you will graduate my advice. It will be too much. You've heard me say these things 1,000 times, and then that next step would be Daryl.
Gotcha. Very interesting. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm loving all of the YouTube things. And a lot of this is I'm trying to kind of start my journey as well on YouTube because I see the opportunity. And it's like I am an agent who got my success in my business through past clients and making phone calls. And it's like, you know, for me, I want to start doing some evergreen content, some things mm-hmm. that I can put out there in the world that people can watch. I can build some trust and some, you know,
authority
in my market and mm-hmm. be able to like have people proactively reach out to me instead of like being the one that's trying to go out and find opportunities. So I love YouTube for that. It builds so much trust and it's evergreen. So I love that. And I know a lot of YouTubers are doing different things. And that's maybe why I'm asking different questions too, is maybe selfishly I'm trying to kind of figure out what my path is going to be
and what I'm
excited about doing in the YouTube space. I'm trying with the podcast. All of our episodes will be video podcasts now. We're going to try to, you know, really push a little bit more on YouTube. So mm-hmm. let's talk about that. Like maybe even give, because I talked to a realtor today who he's launching a podcast on YouTube. What do you think about YouTube podcasts? I mean, are you kind of seeing that being a nice opportunity for people who are kind of in the podcasting space to maybe step out into the YouTube space to really start the video process?
I would tell you this. Yeah, of course. But if you're trying to build a relationship to build clients, I don't think just doing podcasts on YouTube is enough, right?
Gotcha.
So what I do for my channel, it's centered for affordable housing. I do a live stream every single Sunday where I take like whatever's happening in the real estate market and then I make a live stream about it. I get between 200 to 500 people that show up to those live streams every single Sunday and they can either call in the show or they can post their question in there, whatever what the topic is. So I have something that's related to the topic. I talk about 20, 30 minutes about that. And then I start answering their questions on the back end. And then I upload that as a podcast on all the podcast places. You know,
gotcha.
I think it's Anchor, but it's not Anchor anymore. It's Spotify. Upload it there. And I upload that live stream as a podcast. And does it get a ton of listens? Absolutely not. It gets like, I think like a average of like 45 listens. I don't care. Yeah. It's not an extra step for me. You know, I just strip out the audio and put it up as a podcast.
Yeah.
What's the worst thing that could happen? Nothing, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, we are getting a little bit tight on time and I want to mm-hmm. make sure that we kind of are respectful for your time because I know a lot of people want it. But I always say this to my podcast guests as I mm-hmm. say, speak to an agent who may be struggling in 2024. I know there's a lot of agents right now that are like really struggling, right? They're down and out. They don't know what they need to do in the real estate business. They're looking at Christina's level 8, 9, 10 of your journey. What would you tell them about? What advice would you give to that agent that's struggling right now? And they're looking for some advice from somebody that's had a lot of success. So what would you tell that agent?
I would tell them that I don't care what social media site you decide to use, but pick one and master that, right? Pick that and find out everything you can about, become obsessed with creating content for that specific site, whether that's a blogging site, whether that's LinkedIn, whether that's a Pinterest, whatever it does, it is. Figure that out. Because once you dedicate that time for that specific social media site, it spreads everywhere. It's kind of like same thing as thinking about that one Frank, that one person. Fixate on one social media site and become the best at it. Become the master of that specific site, and then it will shine no matter what it is. Know what you're good at. If you're not good at camera and it's written word, then start putting blog posts on LinkedIn and Pinterest, right?
Yeah.
If that's not your thing, if you don't want to do you don't really good at 20-minute videos, go to TikTok and start hammering the hell out of TikTok. But make sure it happens. Do it. Be yourself. Even if you don't have makeup on, you're just getting out of bed, do it every minute that you can. Become hyper obsessed of owning that space in the social media world. Social media, don't listen to the old biddies that are like, that doesn't work. Go out and start beating the streets and knocking on doors. First of all, that's not safe. Secondly of all, it's 1,000 degrees outside. You can verify this. You're in Louisiana.
Yeah,
thirdly of all, you can reach a hell of a lot more people on social media than you can on knocking on doors. And most people don't like you showing up at their front door anyways. It inconveniences them. You've startled their day. When you're on social media, this is when they're open to listening to you. You're not convincing them to listen to you. You're not barging into their day.
Yeah.
So that's what I'd say. You know, you don't have to do YouTube. I happen to love it because it ended up being very lucrative for me. But I know it's a lot of work. It's not easy. It doesn't matter what social media site you pick. If you want to be good at it and you want to get consistent leads from it, you're going to have to work at it. It's not going to be easy. The people that say that it's cake or they have the secret sauce is a lot of work.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
There's no hacks. There's no little tricks. You can't trick the algorithm into making your content go viral. It's a lot of understanding who you're making content for. Is it entertaining? Is it useful? You have to hit all those buttons. But if you pick just one, you master that, you'll be great.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally love it. That's great advice because I know a lot of people and agents love to do a lot of different things and they love to just bounce around, right? They might do a social media post. They might make a couple phone calls. They'll do an open house. They'll do a showing. And then at the end of the day or the end of the week, they don't do anything, right?
They're chasing their tail.
Yeah, they flew all over the place. At the end of the week, they didn't really do anything. And then a month goes by, they didn't really do anything. Mm-hmm. I'm like, guys, figure out where your people are located.
Well, your figure people out who will be your everywhere. People are.
Well, but even like who you're able to speak to. Like
right.
Figure out who you're able to speak to mm-hmm. and then get out there and make some content and speak to them or pick up the phone and call them, you know, if mm-hmm. you're not going to make content. You know, find a way to speak to people, I guess, is what I'm saying with. Have
right.
more conversations. Have more opportunities. You know, just like you, I mean, you got all this success, but for it to turn into money, Christina has to have a conversation with these people at some point, I'm assuming, right?
Well, yeah, absolutely. And, so, you know, there's
it comes back down to that.
There's financial opportunities with YouTube and all these social media sites that are beyond just selling a house. And I think people need to understand that as well. Like every video, I wear these like some kind of stupid overall outfit, you know, like so everybody knows me for my overalls. Right. And inevitably somebody says, where do you get those overalls? So in my descriptions, I'll put, you know, where I got the overalls and I'll use an affiliate link and I'll say, you like my overalls? Here is this could bring me a small commission. Right. And I'll put the affiliate link in there. I always joke and it's actually the truth. I have a pair of overalls that I wore in one of my land videos that has brought me over $10,000 in just residual income, affiliate income, just on one pair of overalls.
I love that.
So, you know, like if it's, there's so many other ways to make money. You can get sponsorship videos. People like, once you start diving into what it is your superpower is, you're going to be surprised on the companies that reach out to you that relate to that specific topic. Like I have modular home companies that say, hey, can you fly out here and film this? We'll pay you to do it. You know, you get a free vacation, you get away from your kids, you know, like,
yeah,
and you get content for your channel. So And then there's other ways you can make income from making this content other than just selling a house. So if something happens and you're not selling a house, you're not financially destitute, yeah. you know, yeah. and you're not scrambling around going, oh, the phone hasn't rang this month. What am I going to do? You don't have to do anything. Just keep making content.
yeah. I love that. That's super inspiring. I love that. You know, Christina's made more money probably off of affiliate links for overalls this year than some of these agents who aren't out there actively hustling. You know what I mean? Like, come on.
There's so many ways to hustle now that weren't there before. Like, yeah. In 2007, that wasn't even a thought in people's brains, you know? Yeah. So there's people that will say it's too late now. Oh no, the opportunities now are so endless. It's so endless. Like it wasn't there just a few years ago. It's never too late. Go ahead and start uploading something somewhere.
Yeah, I love that. And yeah. I love that you gave the whole social media opportunity as well, because it's not just YouTube. Yeah, yeah. You know, like YouTube is a great place to be, and I've recognized that it is one of probably the top places to be. I've seen that with some of my other content, mm-hmm. and just chatting with agents. And I chatted with an agent, matter of fact, right before we just jumped on the call, and I was kind of giving her a little bit of encouragement. I mean, she has hundreds of thousands of followers on some of her Instagram channels, and she does a great job, but it's not mm-hmm. equating to business. And it's not helping her reach her goals. I was like, dude, get in some of these YouTube groups with us. I said, maybe mm-hmm. YouTube needs to be your next move, because if you mm-hmm. get a couple hundred thousand followers on Instagram, you could get a couple hundred thousand followers on YouTube. You just may have to learn how to play ball in that ballpark. So
yeah, I feel that way kind of on TikTok too. I know that there's been some success from agents on TikTok, but I mean, I had a video. It was about a little tiny home or whatever, over 4 million views and not one phone call.
Yeah.
And I was like, if I got 4 million views on a video in that period of time on YouTube, I wouldn't know what to do.
You'd have had a couple thousand dollars too on that.
I would be nauseated because there'd be so many leads coming in. You know, it's like that the amount of views on for me, and I, and this could be totally different for somebody else, but the amount of views that come in for TikTok does not necessarily translate to the phone ringing. And for me, it didn't for me.
Gotcha.
I like it though. It's an easy, I like TikTok. I'm a big consumer of it. So if that, like I said, though, you have to be a master at that specific website, that specific social media site. And the people, there are many agents that are very successful at that. Learn from them. If that's the site you pick. Find out people that are better than you and then learn from them and then get better than them.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's it. Get better than them.
Absolutely. Get better friends, you know? Yeah. I mean, shoot, that's the thing. That's what I'm trying to do, baby. I'm trying to be in the same room with the YouTube empress, Christina Smallpunk. So
yes, that's me.
I love it. I love it. Well, girl, thank you so much for spending some time with me. I'm so excited to kind of start my YouTube journey, and I am going to keep watching what you do and checking out what you do and checking out some of your links and everything else. And look, guys, if you have opportunities for Christina in Baton Rouge, she's a great referral partner. And especially if you've got, you know, these different people who may need affordable housing, she'll be able to kind of connect you with who you may need.
Well, I'm just letting you know that we're moving. So, yeah, I can connect you with my real estate agent here in the area.
She'll be able to take care of you.
We're moving.
Well, so. I gotcha. I hear you, man. It's hot, baby. It's hot.
Yeah, I can't do it anymore.
Well, cool. Well, look, we'll put some of Christina's contact information. She's a great opportunity with some of the classes that she's got already ready to go, with coaching, with all these things. I don't want you guys to miss that. I want y'all to connect with her and reach out, because she's awesome. You know, she's just trying to give her students opportunities that are cheat codes and level ups that a lot of agents are trying to figure it out themselves. It's easier to just call somebody that's been there before and say, hey, Christina, how do you rock this out, man? Let's get this going. Let's hit fast forward instead of wasting a lot of time and energy spinning your wheels in the mud. Like, call Christina and she'll be able to hook you up. So,
yep. Awesome. Hook sister up.
Hook a sister up. Absolutely. Yep. Well, good, y'all.
Right, thank you.
Appreciate you guys listening to the pod every week. We're going to put this episode on YouTube as well. So check out the video episode on YouTube if you're listening to this on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or anything else. We're going to put this episode up on video on YouTube. So anyway, guys, appreciate you guys listening in every week. And it means the world to us to be in your ears and in your eyes on YouTube as well. So, guys, thank you so much. And I hope that you guys have an amazing day.